Good evening, everyone. This is Reverend Charles Womack. Greetings from Faith-Driven, Grace-Living Ministries. Now, y'all, as we have adjusted to the new year, y'all, some of us have already purged our social contact list, eliminating people, places, and things that only stagnate our happiness and our progress. Some of us, y'all, are still in the process of making decisions, y'all, about the circumference of our own difficult choices that have been so very hard to make. However, y'all, this evening, y'all, I have a very important question to ask us. Y'all, my question for us this evening, y'all, is how many of us, y'all, would like a fresh start in our Christian life? You see, y'all, many of us this evening have made many mistakes this past year, and in our lives as Christians, y'all, we've experienced many setbacks and failures throughout our lives. Sometimes, y'all, we allow these mistakes and setbacks and failures to enslave us, y'all, to the point that we never enjoy the full Christian life that God has given us to enjoy. And some of us, y'all, we have basically dealt with the failures of our lives, and that it has kept us, y'all, from fully taking Jesus into our lives. Now in John, the 10th chapter, 1 John 10 and 10, which will represent our passage for the evening, Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly." Now you all, many of us, you all have been stolen by a thief called Satan. This evening, you all, I want to paint a picture of each of us with the hope of understanding that your God, he still loves us. I mean, no matter your where we've been, no matter how long we've been there, no matter what we fill our lives with, your God always has and always will love us. And he is ready, y'all, to take us in and clean us up to be used for his glory. Now, this evening's message, y'all, is actually a story. Yes, y'all, I want to share a story with us, the life story of a cop. Now, y'all, this is no ordinary cop, but it's a special cop. And by the end of this message, I do hope, y'all, that we will all be able to realize just how very special this cop truly is. Now, y'all, many years ago, y'all, there was a master potter. Y'all, he produced drinking cups. I mean, he spent hours upon hours creating each cup, making each one, y'all, with love and close attention to detail. He poured his heart and soul into each one. Some were big, some were small, some were thick, and some were thin. Y'all, there were not two that were alike, but each one, y'all, was made special. And each one was made, y'all, for the same purpose. And that is to hold, y'all, a very special refreshing water that this particular potter, y'all, also produced in the highest mountains on earth. You see, y'all, this potter, he was the only one who had the knowledge and the resources as well as the recipe to make the best drinking water the world has ever known. Y'all, the cups he created, I mean, they were made, y'all, to only contain this perfect life-giving water. The potter, he distributed the cups he made, y'all, throughout the world. I mean, they were literally everywhere. I mean, you can find them in the Walmart, in Macy's, the dollar store, even in the remote villages on the other side of the world. I mean, shelves, they were stocked with them, y'all, everywhere, in every store you could possibly imagine. Well, one cup, y'all, it was sent to the dollar store, y'all, in Liberty City, Florida. Y'all, this cup, it was formed, y'all, with patience and love from the potter. It was unpacked by a dollar store employee, dusted off, inspected, and then placed on a shelf of his family of cups. Y'all, this cup has sat in that store for many, many years. It saw many things, too. But y'all, it never saw the cash register. In other words, y'all, it was never purchased. It only sat there, y'all, to see its fellow cups picked up by adoring customers as they left the store and started their new lives and homes all across the state of Florida. Until one night, y'all, some drunken teens came in. Yeah, I think they might have been from the Poke and Bean. I'm not quite sure, so don't quote me on that. But, y'all, they came in that store that night stumbling. I mean, they were extremely disruptive. And all throughout the store, y'all, I mean, they had no regard for any of the merchandise. I mean, they knocked items off the shelves. I mean, they were even loud and rude to the employees. One of these teens had come up on, y'all, these famous cups. And his eyes, y'all, got locked upon the one that had been sitting there for all these years, waiting and hoping to be purchased. Well, the drunken teen, he grabbed the cup, right? And he slipped it into his coat. He snuck out the dollar store, y'all, still in the cup. Well, the teen, he painted the cup, y'all, with black paint. And he decorated y'all with skulls and scenes of death and destruction. He filled that cup with whiskey. One night at a party, y'all, he drank so much that he became sick. He threw up in the cup. Another night, y'all, he decided to use it at a keg party. Y'all, he drank so much, that young man, he passed straight out. Well, the next morning, y'all, he woke up with a horrible headache. He thought that, y'all, some weed would help him with his hangover, right? So he used the cup, y'all, as an ashtray. Well, a police officer was working the scene that morning, and he performed his duties, and as he came upon a cloud of smoke, y'all, from the teen's vehicle, the officer, he approached the vehicle with caution, and he discovered, y'all, what the teen was doing. Well, he ran his tags, and the dispatch sent him a message back. The message said, "Wanted for theft and drugs, arrest on sight." Well, y'all, the officer, he arrested the teen, and he was sent to jail. Well, his vehicle was impounded, and all of his belongings were confiscated, even the cup. Y'all, once the court was over, the teen, he was sent off to prison. His belongings were donated to the Goodwill store right there in Liberty City. Well, the Goodwill workers, I mean, they went through all of his items, and they found that cup. At first sight, the cup, it looked extremely beat up, used and abused. Most people would have called it nothing but garbage, and it was totally useless. But only one woman, the one who saw something special in the cup, you know, she had a huge collection of these cups, and she knew this cup was special. And therefore, you know, she thought that, you know, it just needed a good cleaning, and that maybe, you know, someone could use it. Well, the other workers, they thought that she was losing her mind. And they told her, you know, that the cup was useless and that it would never amount to anything. I mean, it was just trash and had been through too much destruction. They told her to throw the cup away. But, you know, she had faith in this cup. So she took the cup home with her. Well, the lady at home, y'all, she had a owner's manual for the special cups that the master potter had written about how to care for these cups. And therefore, y'all, she searched that manual, and she did exactly what the manual instructed. And would you all believe that this lady was able to get that cup back to its original beauty? Now, it took some time, but it was well worth it. Y'all, she took the cup back to the Goodwill store. And all of the other workers, I mean, they were absolutely amazed at the progress. I mean, they actually couldn't hardly recognize it due to the changes. Well, they placed the cup, y'all, on their shelves, and a family from the same community came in that very day. They wanted to buy the cup. Well, the Goodwill store, they just felt, y'all, that they couldn't really sell the cup to them because of all it had gone through, and that, y'all, the right thing to do was just to give it to the family freely. So the family, y'all, they took the cup home. They decorated this cup, y'all, with bright and lively paint. And they filled it, y'all, with the special water that it was meant to house. Now, y'all, the cup, it had a total transformation that no one could ever believe. I mean, y'all, it flourished for so many, many years until it just got too old to really be used anymore. The family, I mean, they loved this cup. They loved it so much that they even wrote a letter to the master potter about the life of the cup and how it, y'all, was once stolen and abused, but also, y'all, how it was also transformed back into a work of art. Well, the master potter, y'all, he was so touched by the story that he traveled, y'all, all the way down to visit the family. He arrived, and the first thing he asked them was, could he take this cup back home with him, high in the mountains, and keep it for himself, y'all, to place in his Hall of Fame museum? Well, the family said yes, and the cup, y'all, it went back home where it was formed out of love. by the potter. Now, my brothers and sisters, how many of us can relate our own lives to that of the cup? You see, all of us were formed with love and details. Now, even though we're all the same, we're still different. Remember, some of us are big, some of us are small, some of us are thin, and yes, some of us are thick. Our master potter, he created each one of us high in the heavens, and each one of us, are to house the life-giving water only found in Jesus Christ. And when our bodies wear out, he's going to take us back home with him, high in heaven. But for many of us, we have been stolen by a thief called Satan. We have filled our lives up with the things of the world rather than what we are meant to be filled with. Some of us may feel so beaten up by the world, so abused. We may feel that there is no chance that we will ever go back to what it is that God created us to be, because we have been through too much and we cannot be cleaned up. My brothers and sisters, we have the Potter's Manual, the Bible, and it has the answers, that we need to get back to what it is that God wants us to be. And the good news is this, God, he says, I want you to have a fresh start in life. I want to give you a new beginning. I want to do something new in your life. This deserves a shout of praise. I mean, God, he wants to do something new in our lives. I mean, just to know, that God, he wants us to have a new fresh start, a new beginning in life. What some of us need this evening is a fresh start, a new beginning with God. Then God tells us in Isaiah 43 and 18, he says, forget about the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Listen to what God is saying in this verse. He said, forget about what has happened before. He says, don't think about the past. It's over. We have to understand, God, he's far more interested, in our future than he is in our past. Some people think that, God is stuck on their past, that all he wants to do, is remind them of the things that they've done wrong. God, he's more interested in our future than he is our past. I mean, that's where we're going to spend the rest of our eternal life. God says, forget about your soiled past. Maybe that's where some of us are this evening. Maybe some of us, may feel that, we have made so many mistakes. We have failed God in so many ways at so many times. And we have sinned it all the way. Now God doesn't want anything to do with us. I mean, you may even feel and believe, that you have no future with God. And the good news is this, God is saying to us this evening, it's not over. It's not over, y'all. He says, I have plans for your life. I'm about to do something new for you. You all, please hear this. Regardless of what kind of failure we've had in the past, I mean, you may have had a financial failure, or maybe a relational failure, a failure in your marriage. You may have had a moral failure. I mean, you may have really blown it this time. You may have said or done something or made a decision that you're so ashamed of, you just pray and hope that nobody will ever find out about it. However, regardless of the failures we've had in our life, and regardless, of how others view us, God, he still loves us. God loves us no matter what we have been through, no matter what we're going through. Now, some of us may be noticing someone that seems like your life is really beating them up and down. Someone that seems like there is no chance that they will ever get cleaned up again and be used by God. That is a lie from the thief. Satan has stolen their life and is basically filling it up full of things that only God can clean up. Maybe they need someone, in their lives to pick them up and not discard them, as useless, but to see something special in them and to share with them, the love of Jesus. Maybe you can be the one, that person who can help a lost cup, a lost soul this year to be transformed back into who God created them to be. The truth, y'all, is, y'all, we give up on ourselves and others, y'all, way too easy. But God, y'all, he will never give up on us. Therefore, y'all, let our focus be on the transformation into what we are truly meant to be. And let us all have compassion for others, those that need the love of Jesus to be brought into their lives. And remember, y'all, the one who created the cup, well, he's the one, y'all, who knows how valuable that cup is. So let us assist y'all in mending God's special cups and reconnect them to their creator. Let God restore that cup. Let him make that cup ready, y'all, for what that cup was truly made to do, which is glorifying the Father as the blessed cup of God. And maybe, y'all, just maybe, that blessed cup is you. May God bless you. May God keep you, is my prayer. Good night, everyone. And once again, Happy New Year.